This show is very not safe for work. The works being read do not represent the views of the hosts or guests. This show is a roast and should not be taken seriously.
Hello.
Oh, God! It sounded like Mal for a second.
Hello, Steve. I want to fight you right now.
Steve is much more throaty.
Thank you, Dr. Claw.
You know, that's it's really great. Getting tickled by your beard in my butthole.
I didn't know we had Batman on this call.
Where's the trigger? Put your beard on my butthole!
The literary world is filled with thousands of brilliant tomes. Undiscovered jewels of knowledge and insight. Ethereal texts of beauty and heartbreak. Bearing the soul of the human condition, these works are just waiting, begging to be told. The stories herein, however, are not those kinds of works. Tonight, prepare yourself to witness a battle of the ages. In this corner, the men and women known only as Nighthorse. With their combined intellectual weight and steadfastness, they steel themselves for the slaughter to come. And in this corner, from the dark dredges of the internet, the worst of the worst kind of literary abortion, fan fiction. Bad fan fiction. Fan fiction so terrible that to even approach it is to go mad. The battleground, dramatic reading. The weapons, alcohol. Inebriating substances which, when our readers make mistakes and fumbles in their recitation, will be imbibed in order to preserve their mental stability. The winner is determined by who falls first, the selection of fan fiction or a member of Nighthorse. This is Friday Night Fan Fiction.
This one, yeah.
Yeah, before you rebooted.
Or we could not do that. The Silesia daycare was really fucking long.
And it was really fucking sexy. Like
I was about to say, he'd honed his skills.
Yeah, I mean, I would love to live in a world where everybody turned into a squirter eventually and or fuck their sister. This is Friday Night Fan Fiction!
Hooray!
Hooray! So, Steve, you want to go on record as saying you want to fuck your sister?
I don't have a sister, thankfully. Anyways, David...
Fine, we'll transfer it to the next oldest female in your family. So, your mom.
David, what's our mature rating for tonight? Oh.
David's not here.
David's not here because he's a son of a bitch.
GG. David, what happened? You were here until, like, 5 minutes ago. What the shit, man? All right, you're getting detention. Anyways, tonight we're
going to... Banned.
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 And
tonight we're reading Zelda Swallowed by a Snake. It's a Legend of Zelda fanfiction. I won't tell you what happens and I want to let that be a surprise.
Oh, alright.
Really don't want to tell us what's in it, man? Really wanted to be a surprise?
The joke is that the title...
Yeah, we got it.
Idiot.
Yeah,
what?
Well, Steve apparently didn't.
Steve's an idiot.
Yes.
Yeah.
No!
Yes.
No. No! Yes.
All right. In addition to the standard drinking rules... I'm going to impose an additional rule for this one fic. Drink any time the author, T-Bone Tony, puts his name in the fic.
T-Bone Tony?
T-Bone Tony.
Where's okay. Tony? We actually need Tony on here for this one, then.
Quick, shine the Tony signal!
Roy, since you intro'd it, you get to start reading.
All right, then. Zelda Swallowed by a Snake. Disclaimer. I do not own the Legend of Zelda game series, nor any of the characters from them. I do not make any money from the writing of this story. Disclaimer, the characters in this story are not mine, they are the property of Nintendo and should not be used in any illegal way in order to make money out of them. AdultFanFiction.net is a public domain site where fans can write whatever they want as long as they acknowledge where the characters come from. If any character is used in order to gain money, then Shigeru Miyamoto
will not be happy.
Heaven forbid.
Dear adult fanfiction readers, this story is about Zelda being swallowed by a snake. Fucking author's notes spoiling it. This was one of the most controversial stories from my fanfiction.net account, tbonetony05. But I personally think that there are some who are not used to my stories of quicksand and snakes. This guy is really fond of quicksand and snakes. I actually read another Zelda story.
Anything that like sticks you somewhere, that the whole sucking part... Yeah, sucking very to the extreme.
I am not the first one who has done this type of story, but I am sure there may not be many adult fanfiction authors that have the same style I have. So if you find this offensive spelt with a C instead of an S, then please don't read it.
Well, Zelda's all followed right, by I'm going to leave then. It's been a good show, guys. I mean, we didn't
I don't care for offensive material.
Oh, gosh, I read ahead.
No!
Bad.
Oh, that was my butt.
Loved it. Zelda swallowed by a snake. Parenthetical, first-person perspective. T-Bone Tony. Hi, I'm Zelda, 20-year-old princess of Hyrule. Have you ever had the experience of being swallowed by a snake? Well, I had a scary, intense experience one night that almost took my life, but in a way, it was also sexy. My heart beats every time I think about it.
All right, just interrupting. Didn't you say we were starting with the not sexy one? So, I mean, it's sexy in the first fucking paragraph.
No, it's not.
My heart beats every time I think about it. And your heart beats for everything. For a positive, it helped me get closer. It helped me to get closer to Link and tell him about my true feelings for him. Well, here is the story. It was a lovely night in the Kingdom of Hyrule. A little too lovely for me, actually. Okay, it was a hot night. Anyway, on those hot nights, I always have trouble sleeping. I felt hot under my royal blankets, sheets, and even in my nightdress. I felt so hot that my whole body was being tormented by a huge ball of fire that would be around my body until I died from dehydration.
That's the first time someone actually mentioned dying from dehydration in a fanfic. Considering how much they fucking squirt in the last one.
I felt that I needed to cool myself down, so I took off my nightdress from under my blankets. I still felt hot, so I took off my blankets, only leaving a single sheet left to cover my naked body. But I still felt hot, so I took off my sheet and just laid there in my bead chambers. It was no use. Every time I have a hot night, I have trouble sleeping. I then realized something that I could do in order to sleep. Then I needed to get so exhausted. I needed to get so exhausted so that I could not get up even if I wanted to. I then thought about my 19-year-old boyfriend Link. Link and I had known each other since we were kids. He used to sneak into my garden to try and see me. Since I am the princess, I could not go out outside the castle walls, so I had to stay safe in my garden with nobody my age to play with. That was until a boy stuck into my garden who had lost a ball that was kicked over by a drunken man. It's an interesting interpretation. I felt screensaver, fuck off.
Wait, your screensaver went on already?
I don't know, what was that, 5 minutes? Kicked over by a drunken man. I felt sorry for the kid, so I helped him to find it. We never found the ball, but we did make great friends with each other, and he asked me for my name, and I asked him for his name. That is how I first began to know Link. Years later, last year I think it was, an evil man called Ganondorf threatened to destroy my kingdom. Link came to help me, and later on we saved Hyrule together. That's exactly as much merit as that. Yeah, that's how much attention that deserves.
Hello. Oh, God! It sounded like that for a second!
Hello, Steve. I want to fight you right now.
That's much more throaty.
Thank you, Dr. Claw.
You know, it's really great getting tickled by your beard on my butthole.
I didn't know we had Batman on this call.
Where's the trigger? Put your beard on my butthole!
Wow.
After all these years, Link and I had been friends, and we both have got along very well. But since T-H-E-W, that's supposed to be few. A few years ago, I had developed feelings towards him, but as a princess, I could never be with him forever. I never had admitted my feelings to him, so he does not know how I feel for him.
David?
Mm-hmm?
It's your turn.
Well, can I actually take out of sequence because my girlfriend is watching a thing, and I don't want to read over...
How long is her thing?
Oh, it's so long. 8 minutes. 8 minutes at most.
Okay, Sean?
Anyway, I decided that I should try something to get to sleep, so I closed my eyes, and the only thing on my mind was Link. While my mind was drifting towards Link, my hands were slowly sliding up my body, and my fingers softly touched my breasts. Oh, Link, I softly whispered his name through my lips.
That was the funniest way you could have read that. Oh, Link.
Also,
I'm masturbating to you.
We're talking about this fic. I cannot imagine anyone but Jill as Zelda.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Because she was dressed as Zelda for a recent video.
Yeah, she was. Sean, keep reading. I'm going to cry.
I was starting to feel relaxed, but I was still hot. I leaned out from my bed and walked over my sheets and blankets that were all over my bedroom floor. The window was locked, and I felt that I needed fresh air, so I used my left hand to unlock and open the windows that were looking up to my private garden.
Left hand, baby.
Oh, there's no commas in that sentence. My right hand stayed rubbing my right breast to keep the stimulation there. As I opened the windows, the cool air washed over my entire naked body. Oh, this feels much better now, I gasped. The sensations of soft, gentle wind surprised me as I rubbed both of my nipples with both hands and slowly walked backwards to my bedchambers.
At this point, I regretted. At this point, I regretted opening the windows, considering we were downwind from a dairy farm.
Oh, I leaned back onto my bed and plopped onto it with my head facing the ceiling. I used my right hand to quickly pull around my see-through curtain around my bed so nobody can clearly see what I'm doing. I need to take bigger breaths for these sentences.
Do it.
Breathe more, damn it.
Everyone flaps with their right hand.
I positioned myself directly in the middle of my king-size bed and continued to move my fingers around my breasts. My nipples began to get hard as I slowly felt more aroused and comfortable. The wind was blowing the curtains around my bedchamber onto my skin, and I was starting to breathe heavy from the touch.
Nobody gets that aroused from bed curtains and breezes. What the hell?
Touch!
Shut up, you're not a designer.
Oh my god, it's Link.
I read that as uck uck.
Oh my god, it's Link.
Jump, jump. I panted as I was starting to imagine Link all over my naked body, touching me and stroking my legs.
Oh, out of all your body parts, your legs. It's gonna go with your legs. All right, okay.
Some guys like legs.
That's just the right hand.
My fingers moved from my breast down to my womanhood. I was touching my blonde curly hair where my private area was, slowly inserting two fingers inside myself. My eyes blinked open and shut many times as I continued to explore deep inside myself.
Eventually, I got the bug out of my eyeballs.
Ugh, Link, I guess.
drink for Ugg. I'm doing drink for Ugg
drink
tonight.
For Ugg.
Drink for Ugg.
You make this so much harder on yourself, Steve.
I know. He does that like all the time.
I gasped as I imagined Link penetrating my barrier. I never felt so alive before in my life. And it was all because I was doing something that I had never done before.
Opened a window.
That's no way. You're 20. You would have opened the window before.
My heart was racing off the limit and my breaths were erratic.
So like her internal RPM counter is in the red.
I was getting tired, but I wanted to see and feel what would happen if I pushed myself all the way. Then my eyes popped open. And I let out a raw scream as my body went into a spasm and I had my very first orgasm.
Bullshit.
A good thing she didn't just immediately go to sleep while she was starting to get tired.
Ugh. So that's what it feels like. I panted to myself.
Hey, there's all those commas you were looking for.
Yes.
Why don't you guys in that one sentence?
Yep. That's... Oh my goodness.
Okay, so that's like six so drinks sense. Right there. Oh god, I read ahead and I'm doomed!
Stop reading ahead!
Don't do it.
Then I felt another one coming, so I continued going until I climaxed again. Ugh! Oh no! Not another one! Ugh! I breathed as I continued to whack my fragile body around. I was in heaven, totally free from my... I felt I was in heaven, totally free from my rules and morals as a princess. As each orgasm hit me, the more I felt tired and wanted to stop, but my fingers still kept on rubbing. Ugh! Help! Ugh! Can't stop! Ugh! I screamed to the end.
Okay.
And that is such bullshit. I call bullshit because the first time you cannot tell that you're having multiple orgasms.
It's the magic of hentai.
Relevant.
Then, from out of nowhere, my fingers forced themselves out of my womanhood. I then panted heavily as my body slowed down back to normal breathing rate. Then I remembered the window. It was still open. My father always told me to lock my windows at night, but after climaxing so many times, I felt my body was too exhausted to move.
I tried to wade through all of the liquid that I expunged.
Must shut window. Can't sleep yet.
I'm not comfortable with this. I need a couple more uggs in that sentence.
and a couple more commas.
I said to myself as I tried to resist the urge to rest, but it was far too powerful to ignore. My eyes closed as I gave up my struggle to get up, and I rested my head on my bed. I just have to get up when I'm recovered.
Logan!
If you've spent your entire childhood growing up knowing that you need to lock your windows at night, it would be second nature to do that regardless. You wouldn't just go, oh man, I'm super tired. I can't even bother to fucking kneel on my bed and close the window.
All right, look, have you ever been so hammered you didn't do anything?
When I recover.
I don't drink.
Oh, there you go. See, you haven't lived until you've tempted fate.
It's 8:20. I think we should actually call it a night because I'm going to go get my wife and we're going to spend the next hour and a half opening windows so I can experience my very first window-gasm.
Okay, see ya.
No! Logan, come back!
You guys thought I was the asshole who always left the show.
Logan, it's your turn to read.
All right, where am I starting?
You're starting at As I Was Sleeping.
Okay.
It's on page 3.
I found it!
Okay!
You're really glad she's talking about what happened while she was sleeping.
As I was sleeping. Well, I was not aware if it happened if I slept or it happened.
You are really fucking this up, dude.
Barrage of climaxes.
Barrage of climaxes. There's your song, Roy.
Well, when my window was open, a huge snake slithered from outside in my garden into my room. The next thing I knew of was I felt sharp pains on my legs. I felt like my ankles were being tied with thorns.
Which I knew the feeling of from that one time my ankles got tied with thorns.
Yeah. I woke up and was taken surprise. There's a long tail of scales starting from my legs and ending on my bedroom floor. I looked back at my legs and found a mouth that opened and closed its upper jaw just above my kneecaps. The pain shot through my body as I screamed, "Arr! What's happening?" I shouted. Then as I looked closer at the jaws, I saw two eyes glowing dark yellow back at me. Then I realized what was happening. "Oh my goddess, I'm being eaten by a snake."
Sneaky snake.
As the word snake escaped my lips, my heart started beating faster as the snake moved its upper jaw back. And I felt like I was slowly moving down my bed to where the snake had my legs on its mouth.
Then I realized it was just Kim Possible with a bunch of those fucking rings on. And it wasn't her mouth that was eating me.
Oh, God. No! Got to grab something! I shouted to myself. I tried to grab the bars at the top of my bedchamber, but the snake
dragged. But by the time I'd finished talking about how I needed to grab something, I couldn't grab them anymore.
I sat up and tried to move, but the snake's enormous weight held my body to the bed. I then tried to punch the snake's head, but the head of the snake did not move as it continued to bite its fangs into my thighs.
Then I grabbed my womanhood and had enough orgasms to drown it.
I tried to kick my feet inside its body, but my legs were already down the snake's throat, and the muscles were too strong that I could not move them at all. The snake continued to slide me back into its mouth. My hands then shifted onto my womanhood as the snake opened its jaws again. "Oh no, you don't," I shouted as I did not want the snake to put his tongue up inside me. But the jaws went up and his head jumped to take me off balance. Then the jaws clamped down all around me as I felt something hurting me painfully.
Oh no, I'm having flashbacks to Hogwarts.
My ogre.
Wait, does that count as an ugg?
I think so. I shouted as a snake threw me straight back onto my bed. I tried to move my arms, but I found I could not.
It's straight spelled S-T-R-A-I-T. That's terrible.
I looked down and I gasped in horror.
She came so much that she formed a straight with her juices.
Oh.
It's completely logical.
I looked down and I gasped in horror as I saw the snake had trapped my arms inside its mouth. Ugh!
Crap!
Can't move! My arms are trapped!
I read my arms are trapped!
I shouted in pain. Jesus, are you dying? Make it quick.
He brought this on himself.
Yeah, if you're dying, could you not die in your mic? It's very disturbing.
Yeah, die on mute, please.
He got away from his computer. I gasped for breath. My mouth was dry and it hung open in shock. I was panting heavy as fear overtook me. I did not know what to do. The snake was trying to swallow me whole, and there was nobody to help me. Tears were forming in my eyes as the snake continued to dig its fangs into my stomach. It was hurting me to either breathe in or out. As my belly moved either up or down, the snake would apply more pressure onto my skin. I struggled to move myself because the snake's jaws had pinned me to my bed on my back. As the snake got a good hold on me, it started to slide my body deeper into inside the snake's throat. As the snake was pulling my hips into its throat, I decided that the only way to save me from being swallowed alive was Link. I used my telepathic skills to try and reach him.
And it jumped the shark. Steve Van Sickle.
Wow. So far, the moral of the story is don't masturbate with a window open.
Also,
yeah, because then snakes will come get you in your vagoo.
Why does it sound like an old wives' tale from Mother Russia?
Because it is. Wait.
Josie-san, you must not masturbate with window open, otherwise Kubla Khan comes after you.
For males, if you masturbate with the window open, the Baba Yaga comes and bites your penis off.
Hey, you know, at least it got some action.
I closed my eyes, I concentrated on the location of Link and not on the pain of the snake's fangs digging further into my skin. Then
that
when I
really
had...
irritating.
Your like accent's irritating.
You're an irritating.
Your
then,
face.
When I had my mind clear enough, I used my power to cry out for help. Link, Link, help me. I'm being swallowed alive. I can't hold on. Help me. I cried my message out in pain as I had images of the present. Link was asleep in his bed inside the treehouse, but as soon as I cried out for help, he got up immediately and rushed outside his treehouse from his village. Link, I'm in my bedroom at the castle. Hurry, I screamed.
Can you say Sterling Archer?
Sterling Archer. Then I lost contact as the snake opened its jaws and once again closed them right on my breasts.
My breasts were very close to finding the Red October.
Ugh. Oh no.
Oh god, it's another ugh.
Different kind of ugh.
I screamed in pain. The fangs dug into my nipples, then sent immense pain down my whole body. My body began shake as fear overtook me again.
Can you up the pitch maybe an octave or two and make it like a seductive Russian woman?
And can you also say Nikolai Jakov, head of the KGB?
That I can do. Nikolai Jakov, head of KGB. Unfortunately, my throat is still a bag of smashed assholes,
that's totally
pitch
fine.
Is not happening. I leaned my head up and saw blood stains coming down my plump breasts. The snake tightened its fangs onto my chest as I found it was hard to breathe. The jaws were crushing my body. My eyes popped open as I felt something else. As the snake continued to drag my body down, my belly was sliding down its throat now. I felt something around my lower area. My fingers were inside me, but I did not want them in there.
Oh, did I accidentally predict this? Oh my god.
But the swallowing pressure of the snake's muscles made my fingers push themselves inside me, and suddenly the snake was moving my fingers inside me. My mouth gasped as I tried to force them out, but with the muscles of the snake throat all around my lower body, my fingers had nowhere else to go but to be inside my womanhood.
What? No.
No. You could be clawing and tearing at the inside of the snake.
Oh.
In
my womanhood.
Well, if I'm going to die, might as well sploosh one more time.
Yes, get myself off.
Sploosh. I gasped again as my fingers rubbed over my clit and the sensations I felt earlier began to build up inside me. No, not now. I can't control it. I panted as I felt the power of lust wash over me, clouding my thoughts and halting my struggles to escape. Oh, please stop. Ugh, ugh.
That's a double shot.
But I could not stop myself. My head faced the ceiling of my bedroom and the power of lust made me slowly close to my eyes again. No, ugh, can't fall asleep. Ugh, must keep. Ugh,
open.
That's a triple shot.
Seymour, you're gonna die.
God damn.
Oh god.
Are you drinking every time there's an UGG?
Yes.
Yes.
What's wrong with you?
I said
a lot of things.
I said that at the beginning, and I'm sticking to it.
What's wrong with me? My beer's half done, and it was $7.50.
That's an expensive beer.
No, it's a wine bottle of beer, and it's a double, so it's amazing.
Ah, okay. All right.
So you're drinking every time it says UGG.
Yep.
Reading over this, that's not such a great idea.
Well, no, don't tell me no now, because I'm not giving up.
I feel like I should, because this will...
No, no. Steve, keep going. You got a little bit more.
This snake continued to drag my body further down its throat. I could not keep my eyes open, so I quickly closed them to try and telepath Link again. I saw visions of Link running through Hyrule Castle...
Rushing
through Hyrule Castle town.
Hyrule Castle.
God damn it.
Drinky drink.
Drink.
Ugh.
Don't fuck with me, Steve-O. There's too many Uggs for that.
Should I control F for Ugg?
No.
We need, like, the counter.
I saw visions of Link rushing through Hyrule Castle town on his horse, Epona. Help, Link. I desperately called out to him. I'm not sure if I can hang on much longer. I saw the desperation on his face.
Okay, you're done. I'm taking control now because I'm afraid that if I don't do it now, I will be a drooling, sobbing mess by the time my turn rolls around.
Ugg appears 58 times.
God damn it!
You better make those shots tiny.
Of absinthe for every time they say Ugg.
I just have to start breaking into the wine collection for this shit.
Then the image vanished as the snake lifted its jaws and struck my chin with its lips. I tried to lean my head up, but the snake's jaws held me down. The snake's fangs missed striking the edges of my neck at each side, but with them puncturing the bed mattress. I could only turn my head from left to right. I found it hard to breathe with the snake covering most of my body. Ugh! Please, Link! Ugh! Come soon! Ugh!
Finish the sentence and then we'll drink for each Ugg after.
Fine.
Yep.
I panted exhaustingly as I turned my head to the left and right. My clit was thumping hard inside me for all the muscles in my fingers.
It's like a fucking nightclub in there.
As my
system is down.
As my fingers squashed around it.
Oh.
Then, as it was inevitable, the snake lifted its jaws and moved its head up. Ugh! Link! Help!
There are no exclamation points. I think we should mention that.
I don't care. That's my emphasis on Ugg, then.
Link.
I cried as I felt like I was moving once more. I slowly slid down and the jaws closed themselves around me. Now I was inside the snake's mouth. The jaws were above my head, and saliva matted my blonde hair flat. The snake continued its torture as I felt the swallowing muscles pull my head towards the throat of the snake.
Okay, has anyone pondered the theory of this being a first-person perspective of Link's penis?
No.
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 I try not to theorize the smut that I'm reading. It kind of takes me out of the moment.
I closed my eyes once more to telepath Link for the last time. The heart was thumping with fear and with lust, but I tried to ignore them both as I needed to stay calm to communicate with Link. Help! Ugh! Link! Ugh! I'm going!
Plug.
I struggled to make a complete sentence. Well, I can identify. I'll drink for that. As the power of my insides tried to drown my efforts, I was able to make out an image of Link running through my private garden until my will gave way.
It is how you Americans say, womp womp.
Ugh! No!
We said drink after, damn it!
I am. That's like the sentence. I stop after the quotes.
No, it's not a sentence. There is no...
Fine. Periods, then.
Yeah.
I screamed as I felt an orgasm approaching and getting stronger. Can't. Ugh. Give. Ugh. No. Ugh.
Drown our sorrows.
Episode name Ugh. No. Yes.
I screamed as I climaxed.
The name is Ugh. No.
This would not.
I'd go for Ugg Climax
or Ugg Gulp.
This would knock me out, and I felt another one as my whole body was pressed harder by the swallowing pressure of the snake. Fuck the next sentence!
The best is the end of this where it cuts off and it does what Steve-O is doing.
Ugg! Help! Ugg! Ugg! You! Gulp.
And then Steve-O drinks.
Oh. Well, I'm you know what? Now it's getting dangerous because now I'm opening the bottle of maple whiskey. Goodbye, cruel world. The throat muscles wrapped around my mouth to stop my cries for help. I tried to move my head up so I could gasp one more breath, but I was too tired. I then sucked deep breaths into my nose until that was also shut by the throat muscles. My eyes closed as they were sucked down, and finally my head and my hair slipped inside the snake's throat. Oh, I'm sorry. Ugg.
Ugg.
All right, I think I got like four more sentences.
Oh, every time.
God dang it, Chowder.
Now I could not take another breath as the muscles trapped at any possible space to breathe in or out. I felt my body slide off the bed as the snake was probably moving me down to its stomach.
No, two.
No, it's just down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't say two.
You did say two.
I didn't say two.
You did.
I did not. Well, fuck you. I'm drinking anyway because I don't care
anymore. Drink every time my phone goes off.
Yeah, no, that's not happening either.
It's good.
That's not good.
It's good stuff going
on. I tried to kick, punch, move inside, but it was futile as the snake continued to swallow me. My lungs were burning for air, but there was none to take. I cried as if... God! Oh!
Ugh!
I cried as I felt my life pass, though my eyes but my cries were muffled by the swallowing pressure of the snake. I hate my life.
You're the one who did that to yourself.
Brad!
Dumb.
I'm on the right page, but I tried to stay calm in order to save the spare air left in my body, but the snake's muscles moving all over my naked body, stimulating not only my thighs, but also my breasts.
Yes.
That were squashed to my chest. My nipples were hard and getting incredibly harder as they were caressed by the muscles of the swallowing pressure. My orgasms continued to hit my body and soul as the swallowing muscles moved my body in a rhythmic fashion.
This is getting good.
Soulgasm. That's hot.
Then my body shook with pain and pleasure as my orgasms crushed my body about as hard as the snake's muscles.
I know, right?
I tried to stop, but I could not resist my primitive urges.
So
my mouth opened in bliss and shock took over my body.
In this story, Zelda finds out she's into erotic asphyxiation.
Erotic.
I don't know if it would be called that.
Then my body stopped moving, and my heart stopped beating. I felt some hot acid of the digestive process start to burn my entire body skin as my mind went blank. This is it. I was going to die.
And I only orgasmed 46 times.
As my mind was in darkness, I felt something rip above my hair. I felt something grab me under my armpits. I imagined myself being lifted up to the heaven by the arms of a goddess. I began to cough and splatter with all the slime from my mouth as I felt my naked body being washed by the sunlight.
The sunlight, really? Slime. It took that long?
Zelda. If she gets off with windows, I mean, it's not much of a stretch.
Zelda, can you wake up? I heard a voice. A voice I knew well.
She was coughing, so no, she can't wake up.
I opened my eyes, and I saw Link holding me in his arms. I thought that I was dead, until I felt the blankets on my bedroom floor touch my feet.
That's not an indication.
No,
Zelda,
not really.
Zelda, thank God you are alive. Link cried as he hugged me.
There's no God in that world.
There's no God in this world, yeah.
There are actually several.
No.
There's Din, Nehru...
There's the three, chicks. There's the fourth that was in Skyward Sword.
They're still gods.
Get wrecked, nerds who aren't actual nerds. Fucking poser-ass posers.
I'll be right back.
So which god is he thanking then?
Din, the god of fire, who is patron of Link. Dumbass.
He's thanking Voldemort, god of satanism.
Just fucking goddamn fan fiction.
It's Stanism.
Stanism.
Morty McFly.
And Bloody Mary.
Thank just, you.
Just keep reading.
My arms slowly came around his waist as I hugged him back. I was starting to breathe faster as I began to remember what had happened to me. Link, I asked him, how did you save me? I then looked at the side of my bedchamber, see a long, muscled body of the snake dripping in green blood, staining the mattress. I saw the head decapitated at the side.
I wonder how he did it.
He emailed it.
I saw your body slide down the snake's body, Link explained to me. If I had not cut off its head to get you out, then you would have been gone by now. Thank you, Link. Thank you for saving my life tonight.
I just saved your life tonight.
I cried in his arms as I was so thankful to still be alive.
In my arms.
This was probably the 10th time Link had ever saved my life, and I was sure it would not be the last time.
So wait, if it was the 10th time, does that make this, like, Wand of Gamelon?
Yes.
No!
My sore arm slowly took Link's cap off, and I slowly lifted his green shirt off to feel the skin-to-skin contact with him. I love you, Link, I whispered into his ear. I love you too, Zelda, Link replied. For that moment, I felt so happy. I had finally confessed my love for Link, and he felt the same in return. I moved my arms around his neck as I deeply hugged my love of my life. After hugging Link for so long, my body started to feel very... The bite marks of the snake were so painful on my body. Now I could feel them getting worse. I collapsed on the ground as Link slowly let go of my frail body. He was surprised by my fall. Zelda, he shouted to me. What is happening? The bite marks.
I said, stop shouting.
They are still hurting me, I gasped. I could not move my arms or legs. I felt that my whole body was made of stone.
Whole spelt.
Yes?
Yeah.
All right, finish the page.
Don't worry, Zelda. I have some red posts.
So at the end of the last paragraph, the author was like, fuck, that's the entire conflict over. What? How can I contrive a reason for them to fuck? Sure, essential massage, go.
My breathing began to get... Link then lifted my wounded body onto the bed and placed a pillow under my head.
Okay, David.
No!
Okay, so
are you impeding on Judy's thing?
Nah, dude, it's cool. It's let's see, my head.
My breathing began to get faster.
Man, my breathing.
I realized what the thing that is a bit annoying me about the way this is written out is that there's so many new lines, like a new line after every individual thought, and it makes me think that if you read this out, that it should be read as if like a telegram.
Stop.
So the comments
be more made of nice stone. Woodhouse. Stop.
You made the last one up, didn't you?
Like this, I did, Link then lifted my wounded body onto the bed and placed a pillow under my head. Stop.
My breathing began to get faster as I was not sure what was happening to me. I thought I was going to die again.
This is the actual voice of Zelda's actress. They always overdub it in the games.
The snake's bite still stinging my fragile body. All I wanted was for the pain to go away. I looked up at Lonk with only his tights on him.
Too lying.
He looked deep into my eyes.
Here we go.
Listen, Zelda, this may hurt a little, but the pain will stop if you and you will feel better once I put this healing cream on you.
Yeah.
Put the healing cream on you, Zelda.
What are you drinking tonight, Dave?
It puts the healing cream on its skin.
Mike's Harder Lemonade, black cherry lemonade flavored.
That's awesome.
I'm drinking nothing. I could eat this piece of paper.
Well, it doesn't matter what I drank. It's not in my stomach any longer.
All right. Link started right at my ankles, and suddenly I felt some pain from the sores, but they felt better as Link was rubbing the cream into my ankles.
This is like a combination of like a fifth grader's, what's the class called when you're behind?
Remedial.
Remedial class and the Wild Stallions.
Yes, Lonk. Button Lonk.
He was rubbing all over my legs right up to my thighs where the next lot of bite marks were. I closed my eyes as Lonk started to rub the cream into my lower area around my belly where a third lot of bite marks were. Then the hard part was the bite marks on my breast.
That wasn't the hot
This
part.
Sounds like a girl chant in paradise.
Okay, we're back. Okay, headset decided to reset.
Oh, no.
Link slowly dabbed the cream on my nipples. Oh, Link, I gasped.
That emphasis is David's, not the stories.
Link was not distracted by me as
no,
he applied.
My me.
Link was not distracted by me as he applied some rubbing pressure onto my breast. He was gentle as he started to rub around my nipple, then slowly around my mounds, around into a circle.
No,
then I felt the pain.
In
a circle. Then I felt the pain go away, but my lust had stayed.
Damn, how many times is she gonna come?
I fluttered my eyes open to see the work Lonk had done on my body.
It was good body work. I'm glad I paid for it.
He was able to do a chop shop on me, lower the suspension, yes, exactly. Throw him out the rims. It was pretty sweet.
Chop shop!
Fucking cherry. I was completely happy to feel safe and revived from the cream's magical effect.
Yes.
Cream's plural here, guys.
Mm-hmm.
As in,
Lonk looked deep into my eyes and asked, shit, what voice did I use for Link?
You did like the almost high-pitched voice from the TV show.
Is there anything I can do for you, Zelder?
There you go.
A grin came to my face as I asked him one final request. Yes, Lonk, can you make love to me? Link's face glowed red as I responded.
You bitch!
Well, if you love me and I love you, then I feel it's the right thing to do, Lonk said.
That does
rhyme. So we immediately got married because we must be married.
Yes.
I nodded in agreement slowly. I nodded in agreement as Lonk slowly undid his tights. And for the first time in my life, I saw Lonk naked.
It was not as impressive as I had imagined.
Talk about a short sword. Am I right, ladies?
It's more like a switchblade.
It's like a fuck. Oh,
never mind.
Chopstick.
It's like a bottle of mace.
It's that's not that bad, honestly, Steve. Because a bottle of mace has a pretty sizable circumference, man.
You don't get the Walmart size.
Oh, Lonk moved himself on top of me, and I closed my eyes once more. This is it, I thought. I'm finally going to make love with Lonk. Lonk pressed his body against mine, and I felt his manhood go inside me.
No preliminaries? No nothing? That's bullshit.
The preliminary was getting swallowed by a goddamn snake. She's probably...
Thanks to that bitchin'-ass cream.
She's probably...
No, but what about him? What about him? Like,
oh, he's always erect. He's been waiting for this.
No, it wasn't his. It wasn't his penis. It was his manhood. So now he's a feminine dude. She's absorbing.
Can I please finish my story?
Yes, please.
Yes.
No.
Okay. I gasped as I felt my barrier shatter inside, but my screams were muted by his loving kiss. My tongue dueled with his tongue.
Master sword.
My tongue dueled with his tongue. As Lonk started to move his body against mine. Oh, Lonk, I murmured as under his kiss. My breasts were rubbing against his chest, and it... fucking hell.
Oh, my goodness. The end of the line.
And I felt my swollen nipples touch his hard, flat nipples.
What?
Yep.
That's what it says right yep. there. They were flat.
Yep. Hard, flat.
Okay, continuing on. The sensation flooded through my body. Never in my life never in my life had I felt so complete. Shut up, fuckers. Never in my life had I felt so complete. After a while, Lonk moved faster and faster on top of me. I could feel something building up inside my body. And it threatened to wash itself over me.
Lonk was rubbing my body hard, and his chest began to squash my breasts.
Was trying with his to hard start flat fire.
Breasts. With his hard flat breasts, I turned my head left to right as the sensation began to grow bigger and larger inside of me.
I don't even let David have the fucking climax.
Shout out! Growing the prostate.
Oh man, I didn't even get a single UGG.
I will finish. You know
oh
what
my
I mean?
God, there's so many on this page.
A single one. You took them all from me. What a buster!
Okay, I'll let you have more than
Steve.
Next story.
I told you when you said you were gonna drink for that, and I told you that was a bad idea. You should have listened.
Since I can't drink alcohol, can you drink for me?
Roy, you don't tell me what's a bad idea. I tell me what's a bad idea. Chowda, yes.
I like
it. Yeah. Right.
In the channel, Roswell says, if someone mentions inverted nipples, I'm out.
I want some inverted link nipples.
Yeah.
Later, Rons.
I think that's fuel for me.
All right, Mom, I'm going to be reading something that you can't listen to because
I'm a filthy whore. Hey, Mom, I'm reading filthy smut in here.
I'm doing it for people.
The internet told me to do it.
Someone Skype called me and I have to read them this gross story. Help me, Mom. I don't know who these people are.
Yes, Mr. Pred, I'm Joe Biden, and you're supposed to read for me.
I need all seven right. adults.
Okay.
I felt like I was being swallowed again by the snake, only this time I could feel Link's body next to mine as he puffed and panted above me.
Oh, it's a second snake!
Link, ugh, help!
Crap!
Everyone,
I could not control my emotions.
Has everyone seen fucking Dragon Ball Z Abridged?
Yes.
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 Remember that one episode where they, like, he was on Snake Way?
Doesn't matter, let's get this done!
Hang on, Zelda, ugh, I'm coming.
Steve, what was that noise?
That's the sigh of defeat.
That did not sound like a sigh.
Oh, I'm sorry,
That's still not a sigh.
Link struggled for breath above me. Breath. I moved my hips up as I felt myself bounce. Link, ugh, it's ugh, the snake, ugh, swallowing, ugh, us.
I hate my life.
I don't have enough left in my glass for this.
I cried painfully as I felt myself going over the edge.
Amen, brother.
The traumatic memories were coming back to
Amen.
Me.
Amen.
Traumatic
but I
memories,
knew that
maybe.
Link was here to protect me from the snake I imagined swallowing us. Don't worry, ugh. I love you, ugh. Zelda! Link shouted.
I love you too!
I slept one breath. Link's exhausted body fell on top of mine as we brought our heads together for one more passionate kiss.
See, we ended up accidentally headbutting each other.
I was gonna say, I didn't imagine her saying it like that. Like, I meant this as, I love you too!
No, you need more commas and ugs. No.
I love you too.
Okay, let's keep going.
That was amazing.
I panted as we broke the kiss. To me, you are amazing.
Why did he become Shatner just now?
I was waiting for Shatner.
The commas.
I mean, waiting for Shatner this whole time. I would have figured someone would try to find out.
Replied Link. As Link and I turned to the side and we both held our bodies together, one thing came through my mind.
Though my mind.
Link?
I asked him.
Did you just imagine what I thought you imagined when you made love to me?
Why is every girl you do a Jersey girl or a Valley girl?
You mean the snake?
There's a lot of girls in Jersey, Steve. Stop being racist.
Same fantasy going through my head, too.
I confessed. I felt that I was weird for thinking like that, especially since I was swallowed by one and nearly killed, but also horny for some reason. But this felt like it was safe.
Hey, Zelda!
Link asked to my face, when we make live again...
I would like it if you imagined that we were trapped in quicksand.
Why? Why? Why?
Reading.
I was surprised to hear Link say that. No fucking shit. Fantasize about sinking in quicksand while having sex. I then thought about what I fantasized when we made love a minute ago.
That's a correct spelling in Europe and Australia.
Mm-hmm.
Fantiste. I felt that if I could fantasize the sensations correct of spelling. Being swoosh.
Well, technically, I don't know how to pronounce it, so I can...
Of being swallowed by a snake while we made love, then it should not be too uncomfortable to fantasize about sinking into quicksand. I then felt my bed mattress getting softer and softer. I felt my whole body becoming light, and I felt my legs, hips, and even my chest begin to sink into the soft middle part of my bed.
Maybe it is possible!
I said to Link as the feeling of slowly sinking into my bed became evident.
My bed was quicksand!
This was going to be the start of the best lovemaking stage, so it's like a very, very large part of my life.
What?
Also, the floor is lava.
There are no more Uggs, so you're probably safe from drinking.
Ugh,
Ugh,
Ugg,
my
Ugg life, Ugg as Ugg, Ugg, I slowly kissed Ugg.
No,
keep going.
Link on
his lips.
Yeah.
T-Bone Tony!
To the drink! I totally forgot that part where she yells all those stupid things about, the snake!
Would you like to know the final Ugg count?
Yes.
39.
Wait, I thought
to drink
it was like
39. No, that's because that's including words like through and though.
Oh. Ugh.
Sorry.
All right, next up. Oh, God, I feel sick. Painfully Lusty by Anne Oni.
Lustful.
Painfully Ugg.
It's Anne Oni Mouse.
Painfully Lustful. Anne Oni Mouse.
Chowder, you actually get to start.
Disclaimer, I do not own the game that this fan fiction is written for, nor any of the characters from it. I do not make any money from the writing of this story.
I did it as revenge on the badfic authors of the fandom. Between a caps-locking reviewer and with a lack of pairing tolerance, a hypocritical racist...
Hypocritical.
However, I
want... Stop saying things wrong.
I'm sorry. A hypocritical racist that everyone praises. He just started a new story, by the way. And the person who thinks Ike is a weepy girl and Meta Knight likes making people bleed, they're not located on this site. But they and others...
ADH.
He's been Ike.
Steve, I drink. Ike.
What site inspired this? Great power to you. This story's never going there, because I've got a reputation as a good-natured person, and plus, they wouldn't allow this anyway. Still, despite this being meant to destroy the minds of several people at once, I tried to make it as good as my skill level allows it to be. As the warning suggests, there's no real plot to this, just some angry, violent sex. I'm also warning for DubCon, but it's pretty light. If there at all, it really depends on what shaded glasses you're... What the fuck?
What the hell is he talking about?
What shaded glasses you're wearing at the time. The blood plays a bit minor too.
Oh.
Though...
DubCon stands for dubious consent.
Yeah, DubCon is dubious consent. What the author's saying is that depending on what kind of point of view you take, it
you
might seem
rape.
More... Yeah.
Although a lot more obvious, there's also mentions of bisexuality, and since no females actually appear, much less get involved. It's not listed. Dash, 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 dash.
XXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXX
God.
I knew you sung this. It's Bowser's voice.
Yes, that's Bowser.
And Bowser will now forever be associated with Jersey, Daisy Duke's shorts, a pink tank top, and Chubba Chops.
I knew you swung this way. Bowser snarled, pinned against the door. This is not going to be good. Dee dee dee.
kept his grip on his shoulders tight, pulling him forward and then slamming him back against the door.
I need to interject quickly. People, basically all Smash Bros. Fanfiction takes the setting of all the characters in each Smash Bros. Game are residents at a mansion where they have to do the Smash Bros. Fighting. So this
so it's
is just
like
them
the real
some...
world Smash Brothers.
It's never been a secret I was bisexual, so you're just blind or something. They start fighting me much.
DDD has a Texan accent.
Bowser hadn't expected DDD to not deny anything. So you are hitting on me, sick freak.
You and I both know neither of us have a good lay in years, and goddammit, I'm just about ready to show you your place.
Thank you, Meatwad.
Golem, I know you're desperate, well, you don't have to resort to this.
Put your hell ass back in there, but alright.
Once again, DDD slammed Bowser against the door, hearing it crack a little under his... Oh, this is hot. Under his spikes.
Yeah,
bring it, then! He taunted. He was then met with a hard, deep kiss, and it didn't take long for him to return it. No turning back now. Animalistic lust was taking over, and with the way they were kissing, it was going to be a rough night.
Brad!
Oh, gosh.
Oh, yes.
It was
I am erect.
It was a whirlwind of actions as DDD reached behind Bowser to the doorknob.
And Bowser did his whirlwind move.
It wasn't like they had any feelings for each other in the romantic sense. In fact, they still wore the scars of their frequent fights. But, as several of the others had made clear, one couldn't hate a person so much without some kind of passion being involved. Maybe that's why DDD was letting his hormones get in the way, and why Bowser wasn't objecting to it. Besides, DDD reasoned, as the door opened, he needed someone to knock him down a few pegs. Without the door keeping them up, the two fell back onto the floor, with Bowser growling at the impact.
Grr.
Arr.
Grr. Oh my god.
Arr.
You did that on purpose. Shut up.
DDD covered his mouth with a hand, getting up and pushing him out of the way. He shut the door, locking it.
If anyone caught us, we'd never hear the end of it. You still want to screw Samus and Zelda? Likely at the same time, don't you?
Bowser chuckled, always finding it fun to take a hit at DDD like that.
And you've been pursuing Peach for the past decade or so. Your point?
Wait. So what's the... If it's an animal wanting to come onto a human, you know, I know bestiality is when a human comes onto an animal. What's the reverse bestiality?
Humanity.
I think what bestiality should be is that something that's not your species. So I think it would still be bestiality.
I like humanity better.
So wait, does that mean when I have sex with my Canadian wife?
It's Canadianally.
Canadianal. That is such a good thing for a Bordo.
Fuck you. Let's just get this over with. Certainly. DDD shrugged off his robe, throwing it off onto the floor. He walked over to the large bed, turning on the lamp on the nightstand. The dim light filled enough of the room for them to see where they were going and what they were doing. Bowser followed him and decided to try and take control before it got out of hand. Grabbing DDD by the back of the beige undersuit's collar, he threw him down onto the bed and climbed on top, keeping him down. My room, my rules, he sneered, watching the penguin's furious reaction.
He's a penguin.
He's a naked penguin.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Almost. He probably still has, underwear.
To drive it home, he grabbed roughly at his clothes, yanking them out of the way. He heard a rip from where his claws were poking through.
Rip!
And was a bit pleased at this.
He wants that DDD dick, am I right?
That ended when DDD delivered a swift punch to his face, causing Bowser to let go and recoil.
Do you realize how much it costs to keep that looking good? With Bowser momentarily stunned, DDD wrestled back control.
No, it's rested. There's no... They forgot the L.
Fuck.
No. Rested is a correct word.
Yeah, but it's not wrestled.
Oh, well, carry on then.
Flipping so that Bowser was now on his back.
Oh, hot.
Dedede almost lost balance and fell off the bed, but steadied himself on top of his companion. Bowser looked him over, stopping when he noticed an erection pressing against his clothes. You seem to like that.
Okay, you're done reading. Also, suddenly a snake burst through the door and the floor turned into quicksand.
No.
And then I came.
Actually, Steve.
I need to put...
Steve Van Sigel, you're next. We oh, God, that picture! Christ!
Yep.
Brad, what the hell? Also, God, I thought posting porno was David's job.
No.
Not tonight, it isn't. I improvised.
That was there earlier. Pay attention.
DDD moved his hands to the edges of Bowser's shell and started to pull it up. Bowser growled, but raised his arms anyway, letting it slip off. Now he was exposed, and his cheeks flushed when DDD laughed, having spotted his own heart on
it. Ha!
Shells work, but we already know that that is how shells work in the Mushroom Kingdom.
Don't look at my giant reptile booty.
Hemipenes!
Remember, you came on to me. And you have yet to fight back.
Holy shit, a whisper!
DDD pulled off his belt and lifted himself just enough to shake off the undersuit. He then pushed the discarded clothes off the bed and set his hat and gloves on the nightstand. He sat up straight, giving Bowser a full view.
You want this? And you want it bad.
This is really disturbing.
You're imagining things, DDD. Bowser replied. You need to stop thinking you're the greatest thing that ever existed.
You need to shut the hell up.
All right, I can't get behind this whole meatwad copulation thing. Can we do Keanu Reeves copulating with
Yeah, I caught a meatwad. I'm gonna name it Pumbloom.
No, not with meatwad. With the Jersey Girl.
Tanya Harding learned sweet scent.
You need to shut the hell up. DDD was done with this game of words, at least for now, and changed their positions. He scooted back to the foot of the bed and pulled Bowser onto his stomach, face just above the avian's crotch.
Say crotch with more emphasis.
He makes very tiny squeaks.
Crotch!
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 No. It'll be more like face just above the avian's crotch.
I'll shut it up for you.
What? No. Hell no. If you think I'm going to... Bowser did not get to finish this sentence as DDD forced his down onto him, luckily catching him when his mouth was open.
I forced my sentence down onto him.
I said, shut the hell up. Bowser had several options at this point. One, he could go completely willingly, sucking him off to the best of his ability.
But no, sucking him off the best.
Oh, God damn it.
I want to be the best. There ever was to
well, you
suck
won't be
all
because
the rest.
You won't be sucking yeah, him off Thievy's ability, but that wouldn't be any fun. Two, he could bite. With his sharp teeth, though, DDD would have no choice but to get to the medical wing, if not an actual hospital. Everyone would know what happened then. So the third option was the happy middle ground. Bowser went ahead, bobbing his head down DDD's cock, and then coming back up, sucking. This was distracting. And he watched as DDD moaned quietly, leaning back a little. He took his chance to exact a bit of revenge, scraping his teeth against him just a little. There was a surprised gasp, but no violent reaction, and Bowser was sure he had some kind of advantage to hold onto now. He got cocky, though. After a minute of this, Bowser decided it'd be fun to drag his teeth a little harder just to see if he could break the skin. He went a little overboard and actually tasted a copper tang right before DDD yelped. The next thing he knew, he had been forced upright, and DDD had punched him in the gut hard.
Wow.
Bowser struggled to regain his breath, barely hearing DDD's yelling. Fucking bastard. Bite down again, and you're gonna get much more than a punch.
There's so much fucking verbal foreplay, just get to the sex!
Bowser only barely recovered when he... was bent back down. He saw that he hadn't done anything too bad,
with what just looked to be two scratches going lengthwise before he could make a quip about DDD overreacting, which he knew deep down wasn't true. He found it back in his mouth, voice deeper this time.
Okay, David.
Okay.
Nikolai Jackoff.
Of the KGB.
Or Len Trexler.
Yes, Len Trexler.
I actually did not have this one up on my side screen. Sorry.
What? Who's trying to start a fire with two sticks?
Or masturbating with
sticks? No, that's me. I'm sawing a table right now.
Oh.
Decide what had happened. DDD was close. His breathing had become labored, and he had made no effort to hold. To try and hold back. I fucking said that you didn't let me. Everyone tried to hold back.
Jesus, Winston Churchill.
Stop trying to eat. Yeah.
Soon he reached the bliss of release, and with a drawn-out moan, shot off into Bowser's mouth.
Extra layer of blubber.
The reptilian cringed, refused into hollow, but did not split just yet. He let it build up. Deciding the plan would be well worth it. Finally, the spurts ended with just a few contractions as his cock started to foul limp. Didi panted for a moment before speaking, "Well, aren't you going to swallow it?"
This is really disturbing, Dave. Oh my god.
I hope
Bowser removed his mouth, ignoring how some of the cum managed to slip down on his chin. He straightened up.
Down his chin.
And then I heard table saw.
He straightened up. And planted a kiss directly on Diddy's mouth.
Ew. I hope your microphone is not drowning right now.
He was a muffled sound of protest, but Bowser had put his hand firmly on the back of his head, keeping him from pulling away. Diddy had no choice but to give in as Bowser split his own load into his mouth.
Ew! God!
Excuse me while
I vomit. No fucking snowballing! Jesus!
Yep.
Before Diddy could force it back to Bowser, he pulled away and covered his mouth with his own hand. Reluctantly, he swallowed the salty fluid, the thought of it being his own causing him to shudder. Just
why didn't neither of you just spit it out?
I just think of Bowser pulling back, going, "Nin, nin, 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 no tag backs."
No tag backs.
Now he's somewhere between Winston Churchill and Richard Nixon.
Are you? Reluctantly, he swallowed the salty fluid. The thought of it being his own causing him to shudder just a little.
I like Churchill better.
Bowser smirked, removing his hands. How was it? You're sick, Diddy retorted, not caring if he was giving him the pleasure of knowing he got him.
Got to him.
Bowser scooted back, not caring the taste still remained in his mouth, and wiped his mouth with the back of his hand. I believe it is my turn now.
Screw that! You don't deserve it!
DDD leaned forward towards the nightstand.
Got anything good in here?
See for yourself.
DDD opened
it. Homestar, what are you doing here?
No, that's like 1920s Homestar.
Aww. Homestar!
Yeah.
See for yourself!
This is just my old can of watered soup. I've kept it ever since my dog washed away in the storm of 28.
I'm a song from the 60s.
Alright, let's keep going.
See for yourself.
DDD opened the drawer and was pleasantly surprised to find a double.
Churchill drowned in his own expectorant.
How did he have a whole tub in there?
Two! Not a tub!
Surprised to find a tube of lube lying in there, possibly for solo purposes. And then, right next to them, was a whole box of
chocolates!
Condoms?
Wait, why did I use the voice for DDD?
Just go with it.
Condoms! Yeah, condoms! What, you think
Peach will spread her legs for you, and at some undetermined point of time, at least I'd be prepared if it happened. Unlike a certain someone who can't even make a move on his ladies. Hey, I only avoid flirting with them because they'd rip it off if I offended them.
The same it's character like Rom-Sar and Rachel Lett
had kids.
What the hell? Like,
I said 3-2-1 down her.
Yeah, you know what? They're having this conversation about fucking women, and they both still have, like, their own jizz dribbling from the corners of their mouth.
And then I jizzed in his mouth.
And then we swapped it back and forth.
Where did I leave off?
We haven't had a musical interlude yet.
DDD grabbed the lube.
DDD grabbed the lube, popping off the top. He put a generous amount on his hand and slathered it onto Bowser's erection. Grinning when he tried to stifle a moan. He then thought about the condoms and mentally slapped himself. Wait, can I still put it on him now?
Yeah. All right, whoever's masturbating with sandpaper, mute your goddamn microphone.
Ah, fuck it. I don't really care at this point. Nice of you to help with that. Now, if you'll just turn around and bend over. No! Diddy put the lube on the stand and pushed Bowser onto his back, sitting just below his stomach. Hey, put the lid on back on there, it'll dry out.
All right, you're done. Roy, it's your turn. Also, we're going to get this done at 9:30, so we'll have enough time to read one more small thick. Okay.
Yes, of you to hell.
Alright, I'll pick something.
I've already got something picked out. We're good. Just go ahead and start.
I don't trust you, but alright.
You shouldn't.
You're not screwing anyone else anytime soon. And if you seriously do need it for yourself, you need to suck it up. DDD scooted back. Feeling the erection pressing against him, he shifted position until it was aligned correctly. Slowly, he began to ease onto him, holding back his own moan.
Okay, you know what? The way you're talking, it's so erotic, it's giving me a hard off.
DDD.
Incidentally, Hard Off is the name of a store in Japan where you can buy used electronics like Super Nintendos.
DDD still hadn't completely recovered from his orgasm, but it didn't dull his senses any, especially once Bowser was all the way in. He was now sitting on him, taking some time to get used to the feeling. In actuality, he was still a bit sore, but he prided himself on endurance. What? You're going to stay on top the whole time we're here?
Are they going
to
do play rock, paper, scissors for top position?
That's a South Park fanfiction I read. I can get that.
No!
Yes!
Yes, actually, DDD replied. He lifted himself up until only the head of the cock was still in. Then he plunged back down.
Plunged? A little you want to go with that word? Okay.
Plunged back down. A little too eager to skip to the hard stuff. This didn't go quite as well as planned, and he winced. Don't hurt yourself there, buddy, Bowser taunted. Shut up. I probably have more experience at sex period than you. DDD tried again, but was careful not to go too fast. This time, he found it easier to not hold back, and sighed contently, the initial pain going away.
The sexual tension here is as palpable as the mothballs in my grandmother's closet. Thanks to your reading, Roy.
It's palpable, like orange juice with extra palp.
It's palpatine.
No, it's palpable, like Vinny.
Because his nickname is palpable.
Oh my god! Why are you explaining the joke?
Because it's better if I do that.
Every second you talk just makes it take longer.
God damn it! All right, can you read a little bit faster?
No.
Bowser watched as DDD leaned forward. Bowser was still trying not to show how good this felt for him, although he had put his hands on his back, digging his claws in ever so slightly. I have 8 kids, idiot, and yet it seems their mama's not around. I wonder why she left.
Somebody turn off the dishwasher disposal, please.
That did it. Bowser decided it didn't matter how badly he injured him now, and sunk his claws into DDD. Satisfaction gripped him when he cursed in pain. Don't talk about their mother like that, asshole.
Warm what? Warm what?
It wasn't warm, it was warm. Down.
Yes, warm fluids, go.
Warm fluid seeped onto his hands, and he could see small trails of blood begin to drip down DDD's sides. Let go, DDD growled, trying to pull back. Not a chance. Bowser kept his hands clutched, and all DDD accomplished was dragging his claws further down his body. Let go! DDD knew his only chance was to incapacitate Bowser some other way. He swallowed what bit of pride he had and sped up.
He still wasn't completely ready to go fast and hard, and it brought back some pain to the pleasure. Surely, the whole half of his blood was dripping from scratches on his back outweighed anything elsewhere, and it only pushed him to keep going.
Okay, you're done! You're done! Jesus Christ! In the amount of time it took you to read that, I successfully grew 3 moss farms! Oh my god! I'm gonna do this American style, hard and fast! There was even more of a double-edged sword to this. Bowser couldn't ignore the building pressure and groaned loudly. However, while some people grew more relaxed as they approached their climax, others tensed up, grasping at anything. Bowser was one of those types, and his grip tightened even more. After what seemed like forever, DDD heard Bowser's voice raise into a high roar. And his hip buckled under him. He felt his cum inside and left him in for just a few more seconds before pulling off. Some of the hot fluid was still being shot and hit him, as if the fact some was already leaking out wasn't enough. Maybe she should have tried to get the condom on anyway. Finally, Bowser's hold relaxed and he laid on the bed, spent. DDD might have made a remark if he wasn't so concerned about his injuries. He looked back, craning to try and see how bad he was scratched up, but found no success. Instead, he put a hand on a wound and quickly recoiled. The stinging was beginning to set in. Blood was now on his hand, although it was sticky from it beginning to dry. A laugh breaking through
That's not what it says.
A laugh breaking through panting demanded his attention. Bowser gripped the sheet with one hand and was holding up and looking at the other.
What?
Both were also covered in blood. He grinned and licked some of it off the closer hand.
The closer hand.
You bleed easily. Coughed you up like a cookie.
Wow. Wow.
DDD tried not to curse out loud to show just how much he was getting to him. Instead, he looked down at himself, noticing that, during the whole thing, he had come back almost to full length. Once again, he raided the nightstand, this time grabbing a condom. Frankly, he didn't know it was still before its expiration date, nor did he care. He just wanted a cover, since someone just had to scrape his teeth against. It only took him a short amount of time to rip off the wrapping and put the condom on. That was the easy part. The harder part was flipping Bowser back onto his stomach without getting injured somehow. Still, he had strength on his side, as Bowser was still tired from his orgasm, and managed to do it.
The tails of the world!
DDD grumbled, trying to keep it from hitting him in the stomach. Deal with it, bitch! Oh! DDD pinned the upper part of it against Bowser's back. With his free hand, he forced him into a kneeling position, and then proceeded to thrust in, hearing yet another high roar. You didn't put lube on that, did you? Oh, damn it! I just shut off! Ah, come on, child! Okay, I can't do that. Okay, I'll try it one more time. I come on, child, laugh about it if I'm not the one getting pounded! He replied, pulling back and slamming into him again to get the point across.
Ouch.
The tension was high, and it wasn't going very smoothly. Still, the tightness left quite a good feeling on DDD, and he continued once more, letting himself groan loudly. It did nothing to drown out Bowser's protest. God damn it! You used lube on your pom-pom! Why not now? Bastard! On the last word, Bowser bucked hard, causing DDD to lose his hold and fall out back onto the bed.
Fine then, you
pansy. DDD yanked the condom off, slamming it onto the nightstand and rummaged for a new one. He nearly tore it, putting it on his... He nearly tore it, putting it on in his mix between rage and arousal.
Rage-rousal.
This week on Scooby-Doo, Rage-rousal.
An angry erection.
With special appearance by Zap Rousedower.
No.
Yay.
No.
Rousedower.
This time he grabbed the tube, smearing lube on his cock. He didn't even bother putting the lube up. Instead, throwing it onto the floor. Val, can you read until the last paragraph?
Yes. Once again, he was thrusting inside his rival, and although it lost the friction he had before, it was able to go so much faster. This was probably for the better.
Isn't Mario? I'm pretty sure Mario is Bowser's...
Steve needs nitrous oxide systems.
Mm-hmm. This was probably for the better. With free rein on the situation, it didn't take long for him to hump him like a dog all over a bitch. Slamming into him over and over. He might have cared about Bowser seemingly starting to enjoy it. Did he just draw out a low moan? If he wasn't so absorbed in his own pleasure. DDD leaned forward, breathing hard on Bowser's neck, pinging his tail between back and stomach. He had both hands on Bowser's hips, steadying him as his lust reached his highest point. Yeah. As soon as it had started, it ended. When one last thrust, he reached orgasm. It wasn't as strong as earlier, but it was enough. The condom had prevented some of a mess from occurring, but not all, given how much lube there was. DDD rested on Bowser for a bit, before pulling out, peeling the condom off, and placing it right on the switch of the lamp. Just another attempt to get the last laugh. DDD fell off onto the side just as Bowser collapsed. They were sticky with several kinds of bodily fluids, including blood as well as lube. Basically, they were a mess, and the sheets probably didn't look much better. Also, bodily fluids, lube is not. I restate, Bowser spoke up. You're one sick freak. Double for you, you utter sadist. DDD sat up. It was done for the night, and there was no point in staying. He grabbed his hat and gloves and climbed out of the bed, looking around to find his clothes. Leaving so soon? Bowser crooned, trying to get on his nerves. Don't you want to cuddle? Maybe kiss a little? DDD rolled his eyes even though his back was turned. Save the mushy stuff for Peach, when and if you ever better.
Oh, snap!
Uh-huh. He found his undersuit and belt and went to go pick up his robes when a splat noise was heard and his foot was covered in what felt similar to gel. Oh, for the love of... What the heck was that? Nothing important, DDD lied, keeping his foot on the tube before smearing some of the lube into the carpet as yet another parting gift.
God, this is so backstabby.
Yeah. He wrapped his robes around him, deciding just to make a dash to his room instead of staying any longer just to get dressed.
Okay, you're done.
I'm gonna try to do... Just go ahead.
Just go.
Strong man.
Just go. No.
Now say that again in English.
Yes, please.
Speak the king's English, man.
Once more with the vowels, please.
Now spell!
Wow.
The door opened, then slammed shut. DDD was gone, and Bowser could have sworn he heard him snickering. Ag! Motherfucker! Dash, 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 dang. Dash, dash. If anyone needs me, I'll be traveling to hell in a handbasket. Get it? Because it's like There Will Be Blood, that one movie based on the Cormac McCarthy. Mm.
All right, real fast. We're moving on. Last one of the night. 7 pages, one for each reader. We're moving on to Kirby's engagement, starting with Roy.
One day in Dreamland. One day in Dreamland, Kirby was still sleeping, still dreaming about women. He has always dreamed about her after he saved her planet from dark matter. He also remembered how he felt embarrassed after falling from getting kissed by Riven. He wonders if he would ever see her again. He then saw a shooting star in the sky and it landed in his yard. Kirby ran out to see what it was. Kirby, hello? All of a sudden, Riven appears. Riven, it has been a while, has it, Kirby? Kirby nods in agreement. They then talked for a while about their experiences since their last encounter. Unknown to Riven at the time, Kirby actually knew she was coming today and had a huge surprise for her. A huge surprise. Riven, well, I will be on this planet for a while. Is it alright if I stay at your house? Kirby, of course, but before I do that, I got something for you. Riven started to blush lightly as she knew that Kirby would give something to her. Why is everyone noticing already? Kirby then did something unexpected. He kneeled down before her and popped the question. Kirby, Riven, will you let me eat you? Riven, will you marry me? Riven became bright red. She was told by the Ripple Star Queen, that's a nice word, Ripple, that it was time to find a mate. However, she wasn't expecting that her mate would be Kirby. Riven, yes! Riven and Kirby then... Kirby and Riven then kissed as Kirby put the ring on her. They knew that their relationship will last for a long time. Riven then thought of something. Riven, hey Kirby, I know something that will make this moment more enjoyable. Kirby was a little bit puzzled at what Riven wanted to do. Choking on my own spit. He then saw Riven enter his house. He decided to wait for 3 minutes, trying to figure out what Riven was doing.
Real quick, I'm also doing an 8-man smash in the background. So I want everyone in the group to take bets on who's going to win. It's been 15 minutes long, and there's 5 minutes left in the match, but it's between Falco, Mega Man, Lucario, Kirby, Luigi, Pac-Man, Zero Suit Samus, and Jigglypuff.
Damn it, where's Diddy Kong? Pac-Man.
Random, dude.
All right, Zero Suit Samus.
Pac-Man, and also, let's take this point to remind everyone that... Yeah, Super Smash Bros. For Wii U. Buy it if that reading of that fanfic wasn't a ringing endorsement already.
I'm currently going
to. He enters the house and then sees Riven naked. He was amazed at her beauty. He was getting a hard on. Next.
Okay, passing it on to Steve Van Sickle.
Kirby. Wow, you are very beautiful.
Riven then got on her knees and started to suck on Kirby's dick. Kirby felt the sweet saliva covering his dick. Riven started slow, but picked up the pace. Kirby's moans were getting louder. Kirby,
that feels great, Riven. Keep on going.
Oh my god, what are you reading?
Devin, just shush and let's just listen, all right?
Riven also managed. Take your bet on who's going to win this 8-man smash.
Nintendo.
Riven then managed to fit all of his dick into her mouth and went as fast as he could. Riven even touched and played with his balls. Kirby wailed. Kirby,
I'm coming.
Kirby then shot a load into Riven. She swallowed it all and smiled. Kirby then put Riven on the bed and started to eat her pussy out. Riven moaned loudly at this action. Kirby,
your pussy tastes like watermelon.
Riven laughed, knowing that one of Kirby's favorite foods was watermelon.
Kirby then inhaled her entire pussy.
Given. Kirby then went faster and deeper as he was holding onto her by her ass. He was enjoying this so well that he did not bother to say anything. Riven put her hands on Kirby, encouraging him to do his best. Kirby then got a furious pace going and was eating her out like he did in the gourmet race. Riven couldn't hold on any longer and came on Kirby's face. Kirby eats it all up and then proceeds to rub Riven's breasts.
You don't eat. That's not something you eat.
Apparently it is in that world.
Well, Kirby inhales everything, so it's all interchangeable. Riven moaned loudly as she liked the feeling.
It's like a wet dry vac.
She then has an idea and pushes Kirby off of her. She then starts to masturbate Kirby's dick using her boobs. Kirby smiles.
He doesn't have boobs.
He doesn't.
He even helped her by putting his hands on the side of the boobs. She then went as fast and hard as she could with this act. Riven looked down at Kirby's face, knowing how cute he was and how lucky she is that she will get married to him. Kirby couldn't hold on much longer and came on Ribbon's face and boobs. Kirby then had a thought. Kirby,
Can you put your ass onto my face?
John!
Riven giggled as she laid Kirby down and sat on him. She then moved her hips around so that Kirby's entire face gets smothered by her ass. Kirby somehow manages to reach for Ribbon's pussy and rubs it. After 3 minutes worth of face-sitting, Ribbon starts to feel something. Ribbon,
sorry to disappoint you, but we need to take a break from having sex. I have to go poop.
Oh, God. Damn it.
This is gonna turn into...
Keep finishing up with these rapid... Steve, you keep on finishing with these rapid-fire fics that involve a character shitting.
Yeah.
It's gonna turn into a Gigi Allen concert. Kirby first thought that this was disappointing. He then had a kinky smile on his face. Kirby, cover my entire body in your poop. Ribbon giggled and then started to poop on Kirby. She did not stop pooping until after 5 minutes. She then turned around and started to spread the poop evenly all over Kirby's body, making sure every inch of it is covered, including his dick.
1 minute warning.
What?
Once she finished rubbing, she had the feeling of pooping again. She then instructed to Kirby to open his mouth. She then pooped for another minute. Ribbon, I think I'm done pooping finally. Kirby was happy she was done pooping. Ribbon, however, decided to pee into Kirby's mouth. Afterwards, Kirby started to have the same feeling. Kirby, time for me to poop on you.
No, what happened is Kirby ate the poop and then he turned into poop Kirby.
Poopy.
It's recycling. Ribbon giggled and lays down for Kirby. He then poops for an even longer time than Ribbon. He then does the same thing and completely covers her body.
So it's like getting one of those mud baths in a spa, but with poop.
They put those little cucumbers on his eyes.
He made sure that her boobs, her vagina, and even her hair was covered.
Hello, UTI.
Oh, I didn't understand what he meant when the author said entire body. But now that they specified boobs and vagina and hair, now
gotta clarify. All right.
You gotta make sure.
Those are like accessories.
The match is over. Put your bets in. Who had what?
I had Falco.
Lucario.
Samus.
Lucario.
I had Jigglypuff.
All right. So, at a final score of +8, after all was said and done, at a KD of 46-38, Lucario wins the match.
Yes.
Followed very closely by Luigi, who went +2. Damn. And then Cirrus Suit Samus went +1, and then the biggest loser was Pac-Man, who went -7. Falco broke even, though.
At the start of every episode from now on, start like a 2-hour smash.
Once he was done, the two kissed. Ribbon then put Kirby on the floor as she opened up her ass.
Like Goosey.
She then sat on Kirby's dick and allowed it to enter her. She moaned loudly and then started to bounce up and down on it. While she was doing this, Kirby rubbed her poop-covered boobs. Ribbon responded by bouncing up and down even faster. She continued this action for quite some time. Kirby, I'm going to come!
Okay, Brad.
Ribbon nodded and was reaching her limit. Kirby then came inside Ribbon's ass. She left all of Kirby's dick inside her until he was done coming. Ribbon then got on top of Kirby again. This time, she put Kirby's dick into her pussy. Kirby.
Say that again, please.
Are you sure about this? Ribbon. Of course. I would love to have children with you. Kirby simply smiled as Ribbon began to thrust hard, making sure his dick goes as far in as possible. She shook off a bit of pain as her virginity disappeared. Oof. She then went faster and harder. Kirby, I love you, Ribbon. Ribbon, I love you too, Kirby. Ribbon was at full speed and power now. She was getting close and came.
Unlimited power.
Kirby then shot his load inside her and then pulled out. Ribbon, that was great, Kirby. Kirby, I am not done yet. With that, Kirby got Ribbon on her hands and knees. The two were still completely covered in poop. But they didn't care. Kirby then began to furiously put his dick inside Ribbon's ass. He then began to thrust into her while holding on to her breasts. lightly pinching them. Kirby then spanked her poop-covered ass cheeks. Ribbon moaned loudly, wondering if this moment will ever stop. Kirby's movements became even more furious as he spanked harder, and his pinches being even tighter, all while going full power. Kirby never thought that this sexual encounter was going to last a while.
He didn't budget it into his daily schedule.
Kirby and Ribbon then came.
He pulled out his phone and said, "Siri, reschedule my later appointments."
Yeah, cancel my screen.
Then came at the same time, 3 minutes later.
So micromanaging 3 minutes. The time in this.
All the 3 minutes. The 3 minutes all three the time. Minutes.
Kirby pulled out slowly. Ribbon, panting? That was great. Kirby, we will continue to have sex until we get tired.
Micromanagement.
Which we aren't right now.
Yeah.
Kirby then put Ribbon on her back and wasted no time putting his dick inside her pussy. Kirby then went absolutely very hard and fast with his thrust.
As if he wasn't before.
Kirby, are you going to go very hard and fast with the thrust? Absolutely.
Like Sonic Dick going faster.
Well, this is the problem. When you make, say, for example, a movie like Transformers 3, then when you come out with 4, you really don't know where to go from there. So it just ends up being more of the same thrust.
Alright, let's push forward. It's 9:53. I want to do this, and I'm saving the musical interlude for the end because it puts a cap on the evening.
Ribbon, meanwhile, put a finger or two inside Kirby's anus. Kirby was surprised at this and went even faster.
And John Freeman went even faster. Okay.
And then Kirby backflipped.
With each with each increase in speed of Kirby's thrust, Ribbon pumps her fingers in and out faster. Kirby then had visions of what Meta Knight told him when he got back from Ripple Star. It was about
Kirby, are you thinking about Meta Knight while we have sex?
It was about the fact that Kirby should start finding a mate so a new generation of star warriors can come in case new threats occur. Kirby then came inside her. Some of it even dripped out of her pussy a little. Ribbon giggled at this.
Hee-hee.
It started to rain outside. There was a shower in Kirby's house, but he had a better idea. Hey, Ribbon, want to wash off the poop outside?
But what if someone sees us?
It is all right. No one comes to this area anyway unless they call me in advance.
It's anyways.
With that, Kirby led Ribbon outside. The rain was cold. Ribbon started to shiver, so Kirby ended up hugging her for warmth. They rubbed each other's body, making sure every inch of their bodies is cleared of any poop. It took them 15... What? What?
This is just too funny.
It took them 15 minutes to get completely clean. Kirby and Ribbon then lie down on the grass. Kirby then uses her feet and...
Ribbon.
Ribbon then uses her feet and reached for his dick. She then began to masturbate it. Kirby knew that she couldn't get enough of his dick. Kirby simply relaxed while Ribbon does her job. Ribbon went faster as time passes. She even got some of his balls with her feet. Kirby had
not
seven.
Of
some of his 12 balls.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Yep. Kirby wailed as he came on her feet. Ribbon giggled.
Can I taste your cum again? Pew! Oh yeah!
And then Kirby then allowed Ribbon to start sucking on his dick again. However, he managed to get themselves into the 69 position. He then was eating her out while his dick moves in and out of Ribbon's mouth. They did not stop for air as they were at a very fast pace. Ribbon somehow finds a way to fit all of his dick inside her mouth, as well as his balls.
It took a great deal of R&D, but we did it.
They then stuck fingers in each other's asses so they get maximum pleasure. All of a sudden, they came at the same time, eating up each other's juices. Just then, it stopped raining outside. Ribbon then had a wild idea.
No.
Hey, Kirby!
How many times have they had wild ideas so far?
Think we could fuck while airborne?
Kirby smiled as the two were standing up. Chowda, and read quickly.
Do you want to do anal or vaginal? Both, please.
Kirby then plunged into her ass while standing up. Ribbon then flapped her wings, and Kirby began to float. She has to have a magnificently strong anus to do this.
Yep.
They then end up being 15 feet above the ground. Kirby then began to furiously fuck her ass. Kirby, hold tight to her boobs.
So this was American Kirby, not Japanese Kirby.
No. Japanese Kirby has a much longer dick.
No, but so American Kirby is the one that's always angry at everything.
I'm going to be reading something awful, Dad, so...
Don't try and do it like your mother asked. Get your laundry together and get it out there all the time.
Okay, Dad. Love you. So that they can have more pleasure as well as to prevent them from falling. They seem to enjoy this very much. Ribbon then had visions of the queen, telling her to go find a mate as soon as possible.
Anyway,
Ribbon, are you thinking about the queen while we have sex?
Yes.
I do that all the time. Okay. Remembers telling her that she was returning to Popstar for a visit. The queen approved... No, is it raining?
Yes.
The queen approved knowing that she may not come back if she found a mate. What is that... Ribbon probably knew that the queen was happy that she was with Kirby now. Kirby then gave one last thrust before coming inside her ass for the third time. The two then landed on the ground before Kirby puts his dick inside her pussy. They again made their rise to the sky. Kirby and Ribbon hold to each other's backs tight so they don't fall. Kirby then was fucking her at a very fast pace. Ribbon then did the same thing back. Kirby then wondered how King Dedede would have reacted to him getting engaged to Ribbon and having sex with her. Of course, he is now
no. Did you think about Dedede while we have sex?
Stop it, Roy!
To leave after Meta Knight accused him of treason. Kirby and Ribbon gave each other all that they have, all of their possessions. They then came at the same time and remained airborne for a while. Then they then land. We need to go to bed. I agree, but I want... No.
Yep.
I agree, but I want to keep my dick inside of you. Okay! The two then went back inside. From there,
that sounds like a great idea to me.
Right? That's just the caps. Okay, I don't know. It's funny. From there, Ribbon invited Kirby on his bed. Can I come inside your ass and pussy one more time each? I thought we were going to sleep.
No, just in bed.
Sure.
Okay, no, Dave, your turn.
No!
Ribbon then reached. He worked hard for this.
Ribbon then reached behind the bed where her clothes were and found a toy... No! Toy Blin, inhale this, please. Kirby nodded. He then inhaled it and became Jet Kirby. He then realized the idea.
All right, now Dave.
Ribbon was already on her hands and knees on the bed. Kirby then charged the turbine on his head full power before inserting his dick inside her ass. He then released the turbine. The power generated from that one thrust was way more powerful than any of the fucks they had that night.
Or any of the fucks that we have given this entire show.
He then manages to find a way. He turns up his turbine very fast and then quickly release it. Kirby then came just 2 minutes later.
2 minutes? Quick. He couldn't even last 3 minutes?
Nope. It's very efficient Kirby sex.
No, he's managerial.
Yes.
This is down to a science.
Speaking of this this particular 3 minutes, we just hit the 3 minute warning in the second 15 minute match.
Okay.
This one's between Sheik, Greninja, Marth, Ness, Link, King Dedede, Wii Fit Trainer, and Dr. Mario.
Ness.
Dr. Mario.
It did not take long. That's not where we were.
Kirby then switched.
Kirby then switched up and fucked her pussy with the same great force.
Kaboom.
No.
Ribbon was in heaven now.
Kaboom.
It did not take long for the two to come one last time.
Kaboom.
Kirby and Ribbon then kissed. Kirby then laid his head on her boobs, acting like they are pillows. Ribbon did her part by using her feet to attach to the heels of Kirby's feet tightly.
So they morph together like a Voltron robot?
Making sure that their bodies remain tight to each other, and more importantly, Kirby's dick remains inside her.
The most important piece.
If she doesn't keep it in, her belly button's gonna open her belly.
Alright, we're almost done.
2 minutes later, they later went on to help rule Dreamland, have 4 children, and had lots of sex.
Only 4?
Of course, Ribbon still wanted to be filled with cum. They took birth control so that Ribbon didn't get pregnant again. The end.
No. Kirby's making poo, smearing it on Ribbon too. And she pooed on him, emptied colons all day through. Well, they got engaged. Happy days for scat sex play. She first sucked his dick, but then the shit was all set free. Eating pussy, sucking dicky, watermelon flavored jizz. Marathoning these dirty sack tacks like a boob job from a Nizzo sex jugs. Ass face sitting, pussy rubbing. Had to break from sex to poop. Now, whenever you think of Kirby, all you'll be able to think of is poop. I haven't read a lot of fiction that... Alright, let me try this one more time. This is crazy. Well, no, I haven't read you. A lot of fiction that were as bad as this. All the shit is bad. NPCs made me want to slip my wrists. The only thing the story missed was on using my fists. And I was all on board when they shared their innocent kiss. But it's Friday night fan fiction, and this is our lot in life. Because with Bradshaw, Roy, Dave, Logan, Spencer, Steve, and Val, my wife, every time we get together, our evening's filled with strife. And at least we finished all the awful fanfics about Half-Life.
More songs about poop. Seriously, Steve, that is your job. Also, it's time for the winner. It's time for the winner.
Oh.
All right, so final, we had a lot of votes for Ness, but at a final score of plus 14, Marth takes the victory. Ness went plus 8 in a very respectable number 2, and our dead last worst players of the match were between Link and Greninja, who both went negative 13.
Fuck that. Wii Fit Trainer was raw.
Also, Wii Fit Trainer was dead even. 30 deaths, 30 kills.
Holy shit, we got through 3 fucking fanfictions tonight. 2 hours and 5 minutes. Ridiculous. Great job, everybody. Thanking all of our readers. Brad,
that's
Sean.
A great job, Steve. You did a song about poop and Kirby. It was really fun. Now we got to go to bed and wash all the way this sin.
Brad, Sean, Spencer, Steve, Roy, David, Logan, the Val, Ref.
The Val.
A-E-I-O-U.
And Devin
Val.
For crashing the call. And all of our listeners, everybody in the chat. Nadashi, Roswell, Roy. Well, I already thanked you. Sean, I thanked you too. Strider.
I deserve to be thanked twice.
3 times. 1 time. 2 times. 3 times.
Covered
poop
with
on
poop.
Me.
Hi there. Thanks for listening to Friday Night Fanfiction. Be sure to check out FridayNightFanFiction.com, where you can sign up to be a guest on the show, submit fanfictions for us to read, and join our Discord server to hang out with us. All backing music used in Friday Night Fanfiction is available via Overclocked Remix at ocremix.org. Be sure to check them out for over 3,000 fan arrangements and 60 fan arrangement albums of free video game music. Ending credits music, Koopa Nova by Diodes. Opening musical credits. Level 99, Fanfic Nation. Level 99, Rolling Thunder, aka Fasto's Adventure Theme. We hope you enjoyed listening to this, and we'll catch you next episode.